Begin with a word of prayer. Gracious God, our Father in heaven, thankful we are, Lord, that we are able to be here in thy house this evening. Lord, we have thy word before us, for which we are thankful. Lord, we have thy Holy Spirit, the promise of his presence in our midst. And Father, we are thankful for that as well. And so we just pray thee that thou be exalted, thou be lifted up as we consider this thy word, and that thou be magnified, Lord, for we ask this and pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. For this evening's reading, let's turn to the Gospel according to St. John, read from chapter number 5, and begin with verse number 17. Yes. We're picking up the reading after Jesus had healed the man that had been by the pool of Bethesda for 38 years, and he had that infirmity, and he wasn't able to walk, and he healed him, and it happened to be on the Sabbath day, and the Jews had a conflict with that. And so now we read here in verse number 17, and it says, "But Jesus answered them, 'My Father worketh hitherto, and I work.' Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he had not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, 'Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. For the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things that himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than these, that ye may marvel. For as the Father raiseth up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father which hath sent him. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word, and believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. There is another that beareth witness of me. I know that the witness which he witnesseth of me is true. Ye sent unto John, and he bare witness unto the truth. But I receive not testimony from man, but these things I say, that ye might be saved. He was a burning and a shining light, and ye were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. But I have a greater witness than that of John, for the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do, bear witness of me that the Father hath sent me. And the Father himself, which hath sent me, hath borne witness of me. Ye have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape. And ye have not his word abiding in you, for whom he hath sent, him ye believe not. Search the scripture, for in them ye think that ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And ye will not come to me that ye might have life. I receive not honor from men, but I know you that ye have not the love of God in you. I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive. How can ye believe, which receive honor one of another, and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuseth you, even Moses, in whom ye trusted. For had ye believed Moses, ye would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if ye believe not his writings, how shall ye believe my words? The Apostle John had written this account of the gospel, as well as some epistles, and he had written also the book of Revelations as it was revealed to him, the word from God. And throughout this gospel here, he speaks much of the validity of believing in Jesus Christ, of that bringing life and being saved from condemnation, as we believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that he was more than simply a man that was good, a man that was a religious leader, but that he was in fact the Son of God. And so as we look at his gospel here, we read here at the very end where he writes, there are many other things that Jesus did in the presence of his disciples which are not written in this book, but these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that ye that believing ye might have life through his name. We can have life through believing that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of God, Emmanuel, God with us. And so then in the beginning of his gospel here, he says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then he says that the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And so as we read this portion of Scripture here where he was dialoguing with the Jews, Jesus is explaining his divinity, that he is in fact God, God the Son, and that he is life, and through him is life, and that we as creatures, creation of God, that we would believe also that Jesus is the Son of God, and that through believing we might have life in his name. Jesus put himself here, speaking to the Jews, he put himself on an equal plane with God the Father, with God his Father. And so he says, my Father worketh hitherto, and I work. And so therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he had not only broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. The Jews were very distraught that Jesus had done a miracle on the Sabbath day, and that he told this man that had been impotent for 38 years to take up his bed and walk on the Sabbath day. They had a very hard time with that. They put a lot of laws on the Sabbath day, the Jews did. And so they had a very difficult time that Jesus, here this man, would have the audacity to tell this man to take up his bed and walk on the Sabbath day. But not only that, now Jesus is also saying that he and his Father, that they work together, and then now that he is making himself equal with God. Here it was that God, that the Father, Jesus was making himself equal with the Father, and they had a very hard time with that. And so it says they sought the more to kill him. But we see throughout scriptures that Jesus is, in fact, part of the Trinity. Jesus is, in fact, a deity, God with us, Emmanuel. He was incarnate. That he the Word of God was made flesh, and that he dwells with us. And he had the and Jesus had to explain that to the Jews a few times. He to the Jews said, Art thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead, and the prophets, which are dead? Who do you make yourself? Who makest thou thyself? The Jews were asking, who do you think you are? Basically, is what they were saying. Jesus, who do you think you are? You think you're greater than Abraham? And Jesus responded to them, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honoreth me, of whom ye say that he is your God. And so he was telling them that God honors him. God the Father was honoring Jesus the Son. And so Jesus is further on in the 10th chapter, Jesus tells the Jews blatantly, very clearly, he's telling them, I and my Father are one. They were challenging his divinity all the time. They were saying, you're just a man. How do you make yourself? What are you thinking, making yourself equal with God? And so he's saying here, I and my Father are one. It says, then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. But Jesus answered them, many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of those works do ye stone me? And the Jews answered him, saying, for a good work we stone thee not. We're not stoning you because you did a good work. And they dismissed that good work. They didn't care about that good work that Jesus did. That didn't mean anything to them. He says, but the Jews said, but for blasphemy, because thou, being a man, makest thyself God. They had a very hard time. They challenged his divinity all the time. And yet it's true today that the divinity of Jesus Christ is challenged all the time. Some say he was a good teacher. Some say he was a great religious leader. As Brother Bob prayed, that the Jews need to come to this realization. Muslims need to come to this realization. Many say that Christianity is too narrow, too restrictive to be able to say that it is only through Jesus Christ that we can have life. But Jesus said that. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. We can only gain access to the Father. We can only gain access to eternal life in heaven through Jesus Christ. There is no other way. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Muhammad needed Jesus as a Savior as well. And so they were challenging his divinity. And so Jesus responds to them and says, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he seeth the Father do, for what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. So now he's explaining. Him, Jesus the Son, and the Father are equal. They are together. He is part of the Trinity. They are together. Whatever God is doing, Jesus is doing. Whatever God is saying, Jesus is saying. For the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things that he himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than these, that ye may marvel. For as the Father raiseth up the dead, and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. This happened here in the Gospels, and it's recorded. Again, there are many things that Jesus did, but sufficient is recorded in God's Word that we might have faith and believe that Jesus is the Son of God. So we see that Jesus raised from the dead Jairus' only daughter. We see through the Scripture that Jesus raised up Lazarus. We see through the Scriptures that Jesus raised up the only son of a widow in the city of Nain. We see these works written and explained here in the Scriptures. So even as the Father raiseth up whom he would, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will as well. Again, putting himself on an equal plane with God the Father. He had divinity. Again, the Word In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh. Jesus came. Jesus the Son came in flesh and blood, and he died upon a cross that we might have life, and we believe that, and that gives us eternal life because of what he has done. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son. So we see this in verse 22, in verse 27, and in verse 30, that even as God the Father would execute judgment, even Jesus executes judgment likewise. Again, putting himself on an equal plane with God. And Jesus, as he was here in the flesh, was so much man and God at the same time. And even for us who believe in his name and know who he is, we have a hard time understanding that Jesus maintained his deity but was in the flesh at the same time. And that played out when they were on the ship there and the waves got boisterous. He was so much man that he was asleep on a pillow. He was so much man that he was asleep on a pillow. But then he was so much, he had his divinity that he was able to calm the waves immediately afterward. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. All men should honor the Father, honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father which hath sent him. We cannot separate Jesus and God. We cannot separate the Son and the Father. We worship both. We worship in the Holy Spirit. We worship in spirit and in truth. And we cannot worship God at the exclusion of Jesus or the other way around. We worship and honor God the Father and God the Son. Verily, verily, and here it is, Jesus speaking these words as John would record them. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Such a beautiful truth here that as we hear the word, as we hear the word of Jesus, as we hear the voice of the Son of God, and we believe on him, and we believe on God that sent him, we have everlasting life. That faith that we have gives us that everlasting life. So that now, as we would come before God, he would not see us, he would not see our sin, but that he would see the righteousness of Jesus Christ and his work on the cross of the sacrifice for our sin. And so these truths are played out here in this scripture that Jesus' divinity was challenged, but he's showing that he is equal with God and that we have to have faith in that. It's a requirement of on our part that we would have faith on that. John is recording the teaching of Jesus over and over that we believe on him and that as we believe on him, he gives us the power to become the sons and the daughters of God. In that very familiar verse of 3:16, where Jesus says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him," who would ever believe in Jesus, "should not perish but have everlasting life." This is what Jesus here again is teaching, that as we believe on him, we have everlasting life. So these two truths are played out, that Jesus has divinity and that believing we have everlasting life, believing in him. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming and now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. And then again he's saying, for as the Father hath life in himself, he hath given So hath he given the Son to have life in himself. Again, in life as well, as in resurrection, as in judgment, and all other things, that Jesus, the Son of God, is equal with God the Father. And so Jesus here now is saying, marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Death will be banished. There will be no more death. There will be the lake of fire. And those that have done evil, those that would not believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, that he is Emmanuel, God with us, will be resurrected to damnation. But they that have done good unto the resurrection of life. Then he goes into about bearing witness. He says, if I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. There is another that beareth witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnesseth of me is true. Ye sent unto John the Baptist, and he bare witness unto the truth. But I received not testimony from man, but these things I say, that ye might be saved. He was a burning and a shining light, and ye were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. The Pharisees did come to John the Baptist. They did hear his message, the message of repenting, the message of baptizing, being identified with Jesus Christ. And he says, but I have a greater witness than that of John. And he goes forth and he talks about the witnesses that he does have of that he is truly the Son of God. That he does have his divinity and that his divinity is entitled to him. So he says, yes, John the Baptist did testify of me, did witness of me. But then he says, the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do, bear witness of me that the Father hath sent me. So here it is, that his works that he did, the works that we read of in the gospel, and that where John says, these works are sufficient for us to believe in, and that believing we might have life through his name. Jesus is saying here now, John bore witness of me. The works that I do, they bear witness of me that the Father hath sent me. And then he goes on into the next verse and he says, and the Father himself hath borne witness of me. And then we read, further on, and then verse number 39, it says, search the scripture, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. So again, the scriptures also witness that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Then later on in John's gospel, he says, but when the comforters come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. So it was John the Baptist that testified of him. It was Jesus himself that testified of himself through the scriptures. His works testified of him. The Father testified of him. This Holy Spirit now shall testify of him. And then he concludes and he says, and ye also shall bear witness because ye have been with me from the beginning, he tells the apostles. He tells, and so they will also testify and witness that Jesus is in fact the Christ, the Son of God, that he does have his divinity. Jesus here says, and ye have not his word abiding in you, for whom he hath sent, him ye believe not. This was their condemnation. This was their condemnation. They didn't believe that Jesus was the Christ. They said, who do you think you are? Whom makest thou thyself? They didn't believe. And because they didn't believe, they didn't have eternal life abiding in them. Neither was the word of God abiding in them. He says, "Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me, and ye will not come to me that ye might have life." You won't, he's saying, again, going back to the first chapter, I often say these verses that Jesus came unto his own, and his own received him not. He came for these Jews that were debating him and that were challenging his divinity. He came for them, but they would have none of it. And he says, so search the scriptures. You think you have life through the scriptures, but you don't, because you will not come to me. And then he says, but I know you, that you have not the love of God in you. I know you. Jesus knew them because he was divine. Jesus knows us because he is divine. And he's saying, you don't have the love of God in you. That love of God, the love that he has shown to you, it's not in you. Such a sad state, such a sad place to be. God knows us. We have to always remember that God knows us through and through. He knows our thought processes. He knows what's going on in our minds. He knows what we aspire to, what we like, what excites us, what motivates us. He knows us. He knows us through and through. He says, I know you. I know you, that ye have not the love of God in you for them. But God knows us when he sees the love of God in us. God sees that. God knows when we love him with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. God sees that. God knows when we love our neighbor as ourself. This is eternal life. This is believing on him whom he hath sent. This is believing in Jesus. And John's writing here about how Jesus spoke these words, that if you believe in Jesus Christ, you have eternal life. But it's not simply, I believe that, yes, Jesus is the Son of God. It's much more than that. It's that we have love of God in us, the love for him, for who he is, loving him with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength as his creation toward our Creator, that we love him, that no task is too big for us, for him, whatever he places us to, that we would gladly fulfill it, that we have a willing heart to serve him as he calls us. That's having a love for him. And that love displays this faith that we have in him, and that faith gives us eternal life. And that we would love one another. God loves all mankind, so much so that he sacrificed his son on the cross. He loves us all so much. How it must be that when we would speak ill or evil of another person whom we know God loves, God loves that person so much, but we're going to speak evil of them. We need to have the love of God in us, love for him, love for his, for our fellow creation, love for him for all that he has done for us. I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive. Why is it that mankind so easily believes a lie, but the truth they struggle with? Why is it so hard to believe in intelligent design, that there is a creator that created all things and placed it in motion? Why is that so hard to believe, but evolution is easy to believe? But that's man. And so Jesus is saying, I came in my Father's name. You saw the works that I did. You heard the message. You know it's from God. You know that no man can do these things of himself. You know that the man that was born blind, they've never seen it before. And the man that was born blind tells the Jews, why, herein is a marvelous thing, that this man whom you don't know opened mine eyes. It never happened before in this world. And so these things were evident and before their eyes. They heard of Lazarus rising from the dead. And so many people came to believe in Jesus Christ because Lazarus was raised from the dead that the Jews then wanted to kill Lazarus again. They saw his works and they would not receive him. They would not believe. It was true back then, it's true today. They do not want to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. His divinity is consistently challenged. If someone comes in their own name, him ye will receive. How can ye believe which receive honor one of another and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? They wanted to be seen of men. They wanted to pray on the street corners. They wanted to broaden their robes and their phylacteries. They wanted to be seen in the marketplace and to be heard, Rabbi, Rabbi. They wanted that honor from men. That's what they were looking for. But when Jesus had done a miracle, he said, see that no man knoweth. They wanted honor from men and not the honor that came from God. He says, do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuseth you, even Moses, in whom ye trust. Going again to the man that was born blind. They said, the Jews said to the man that was born blind that received his sight, they said, you were altogether born in sins and you're not going to teach us. You're his disciples, but we're Moses' disciples, is what they told this man that was born blind. But here he's saying, Moses is going to accuse you because he wrote of me and you would not believe his writings. How are you going to believe my words, Jesus says? For if you would have believed Moses, if you were truly Moses' disciples, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me. Moses, it was revealed to Moses that he was, that there was a Savior coming, Messiah, Emmanuel, God with us. We are to believe in that. Again, it's shameful to think that there would be some, and Jews say this, and Muslims say this, that Jesus, yeah, he was a good person. He had some sayings that are quotable. They were pretty good. That he was a good religious leader. Jesus didn't come to simply heal the blind of their blindness, or to raise a few people to life again, or to do miracles. Jesus didn't simply come and speak some good words. He was the Son of God. And it was only his sacrifice that he was able to perform that gives us life. Jesus was more than a religious leader, a great teacher, or a miracle worker. He was the Son of God. And as we believe in him, we love him. And we serve him, and we believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And through that, we have life through his name. May he bless his word upon our hearts. Amen.
Well, it's true that the Jews did not want to believe and did not want to accept Christ as the Son of God. But you know, some of even his disciples didn't believe. They really didn't know, if you will. And we read in the 14th chapter of John, it says, where he said, I'll go and prepare a place for you. And he said, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Good old doubting Thomas says, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also, and from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. And then Philip comes up with this, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus said unto him, Have I been so long with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Shew us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. So you see, even they doubted. Let us, none of us here, in any way, shape, or form, doubt ever that he was the Son of God. But let us always remember that it is through him, the way, the truth, and the life, that we can be saved.